Joe Fisher joins us, a man who's always unruly at any football game that he's
well. That's good to hear. Although I will say, Mark, I agree, especially on the college side of it. I hope that gate ushers and all will be more diligent security people on people who are coming into the game. I mean, there are, you know, especially if it's a 6:30 game, you know, you can imagine people have been tailgating since 8 a.m., you know, and it's very apparent that some of them, you know, are knee-walking trying to get in. I don't think it's unreasonable to prevent those people, you know, from getting in. I used to, you know, for years I went to the Titans games here, and one of the neat things was we were in a section where most all of us had the tickets every year, so everybody got to know everybody, and there were families. But I do remember specifically one year when the Steelers came to town, and two Steelers fans got the seats next to me from somebody. And these fans were in their 60s. It was a husband and wife. And the woman in the couple began right off the bat berating everybody and everything in sight. By the end of the first quarter, she was all over, you know, yelling at a lady two seats down, and I thought they were going to get into a fight. It was hysterical, but I don't even think alcohol was involved in that. It was just, you know, their fan going to berate your fan. So anything they can do to maybe police the fan behavior, I'm all for.
Well, the one thing they have to do, if they're going to police people at the gates, it has to be consistent at all the gates. You know, one guy goes to a gate and he's trashed, and they say, no, you can't come in. Then he goes around and finds one where his buddy's working, and he's right in the door.
Well, but if they take your ticket, that can't happen.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
But take your ticket away?
Yes, they can.
Huh.
They have that discretion.
That's the hard part, but I love fans that are enthusiastic. You know, we kind of laugh sometimes at, you know, because at Vanderbilt there's a contingent of people that complain sometimes if fans are standing up in front of them, they can't see, you know, things like that. So I guess those are little things to work through. But boy, when it gets into the unruly behavior, and especially with kids around, that's well worth working on.
Joe, unfortunate for Vanderbilt's receiver corps, looks like George Smith is going to be out for a bit.
Yeah, stress fracture. He actually suffered on Monday in practice, and looks like he's going to have surgery tomorrow. They anticipate he'll miss 4 weeks. And so you look at a really good possibility of going into your season opener with the leading returning receiver on the field being a guy with 20 catches last year in Sean Walker. You know, you lose, I guess, over 100 receptions between Earl Bennett and George Smith from last season. So it obviously is going to call for somebody to step up immediately. And I was at practice yesterday watching some of these, especially these young guys. We've talked about John Cole, the freshman from Kentucky, who certainly figures in. We haven't talked about Udom Umah, who is a redshirt freshman from Georgia, who really
a play-by-play announcer's dream.
Oh yeah, we'll have to come up with something for that. But he has looked really, really good in camp, and looked very good yesterday. So I think he senses an opportunity to get into that mix. Justin Wheeler, likewise, and even Jamie Graham, maybe to a degree. So. But it's going to have to be some guys that we really haven't seen much or know much about step in and take over, because, you know, they're going to have to fill the shoes of all the veterans that are gone.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.